Welcome, everyone, to a brand new episode of the Rockin' Wrestling Podcast, rockinwrestlingpodcast.podomatic.com. My name is Tyler Black. I'm here in motherfucking Chicago, and I'm joined, as always, by your best friend and my best friend, Big Nigga Jim.
What's happening, dude?
What is
How you doing? Not fucking much, man. Just working, hanging and banging, man.
Smoking, drinking, and chilling.
Pretty much.
It's good to have you back, Nigga Jim. We missed you last week.
Yeah, dude, I'm fucking sorry about that. I wound up passing out pretty early last week. I got no sleep the night before I had to go to work at 10 a.m. And then as soon as I got home, I jumped in the shower and took Mimo out for Mother's Day. And by the time we got home, like, I was wiped. I passed the fuck out. I didn't get your message till way later in the night. Maybe not even the next day or something like that.
Well, I'm pretty sure we recorded it on Monday last week, so.
Was it Monday?
Yeah, we recorded on Monday last week.
I was at band practice.
We got JB's thoughts on Global Wars. What were your overall thoughts on Global Wars?
From what I've read and what you told me, I didn't get to, cause I didn't get to see it. I haven't, cause I tried your password and shit. You gave me,
hey, kayfabe,
for that website that doesn't work. Anyway, that isn't real either. Also not real. And it doesn't work. But anyway, you gave me this thing, and I couldn't get it to work, so I just stopped trying. And
I'll give you a crash course later on, but that doesn't exist. No, we're not talking about anything. kayfabe, Jim. Come this on, kayfabe, great secrets over the internet.
I didn't know. Well, I didn't know this. We couldn't talk. We talked about every damn thing else. I never know what we can, what we can't.
We can't incriminate ourselves. I mean, shit.
We have to come up with a fucking Vince McMahon type list of fucking.
We just can't say belt.
Yeah, you can't say belt.
Or fans.
Or wasn't it? You can't say hospital. No, wasn't that one of them?
Can't say hospital. It's medical center.
That's retarded.
You can't say police because that's a band. It's the authorities.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
That's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard.
Fans cool people off. It's the audience or now WWE Universe.
Yeah.
So you can't be fans.
Yeah.
So I went to the movies today. And so I saw a couple of movies.
You saw a couple? Oh, did you theater hop?
I did do some theater hopping. I'll incriminate myself on that one. I did some theater hopping because fuck AMC. They're based in Kansas City. I saw Keanu with Keanu. Did you see Keanu?
No, I haven't got to see it. I was hoping it would show up on Showbox, but
well, it's still in theaters. Showbox usually waits until they got the good versions. But it was really, really funny. Nope. I saw it in the tiniest theater ever. Go ahead.
Can I just tell you? No, they don't, because I just found a fucking copy of Civil War that looked like shit, and I just stopped watching it. Fucking people standing up in the goddamn screen and shit. Like,
niggas yelling at the TV.
We're fucking past this.
Dude, but, if I'm downloading a bootleg. By the way, in Chicago, we still have Bootleg Man. Like, that dude is still in business, and people still buy from this nigga. Like, awesome. If I am going to spend money, I'm going to go to the movies. If I am going to watch a movie illegally before it is available on home video, I will wait until a good quality version comes out. I don't need to see a movie that bad. I need to see a shitty version of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Up until like last week when I actually got earlier this week when I got the Blu-ray, I had Deadpool on my phone, and the version I got, it was a really good quality version. It just had Japanese subtitles, like that was it.
Oh yeah, I have that version.
But it was good to watch, you know.
Like, it was good. I'm probably gonna buy that on Blu-ray though, because I want to see.
Oh, I straight up did.
I want the Deadpool commentary.
Okay. the commentary, it's the with the writers and Ryan Reynolds, and then there's another commentary with the director Tim Miller and Rob Liefeld, which I have not watched yet.
I thought there was a commentary with Deadpool in character.
If there was, I didn't notice it. But I think you're right, though. I think there is, but
okay.
But I listened to the one with Ryan Reynolds and the writers.
How was that?
It was good. It was pretty funny. Trying to think some of the stuff they talked about in there, but I know the fucking behind the scenes featurette is just about as long as the movie.
Yeah.
Is. Dude, they go through everything.
I mean, that movie took everything. Like 10 years to get fucking made, so.
I know. That's, yeah. It's really cool.
Talk about that shit, how the movie didn't almost get made.
About how, like, Ryan Reynolds first got the Deadpool comics on set of Blade Trinity, and then that's where he found out about Deadpool.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, pretty much from there was, like, trying to get this fucking movie made and every little thing.
No.
And they never incriminate any of the guys for leaking that test footage out. Because, like, Ryan Reynolds says, he's like, it wasn't me, but I'm positive it was one of you three guys. And they're like, it wasn't us. We think it was you. And we think it's the other guy. And it's just like them constantly going back. It was one of those motherfuckers. I fucking leaked that shit to get this shit made.
Maybe it was all of them as a collective effort. So let's leak this shit.
I hope so. I mean,
God bless the person that leaked that footage because we owe them the world.
Yeah, what are they going to do? Get sent to prison to be treated like a hero?
They would get all the fucking blowjobs and toss salads.
All the fruit cups and everything.
I was thinking more of the sexual side. You're thinking all the desserts. So that shows that both of our minds lie.
I was trying to think of that scene from Life, and it was when that big dude was trying to get his cornbread from him.
So whoever leaked Deadpool test footage, you will get all the cornbread.
Mm-hmm. All the female blowjobs and all the male blowjobs.
Yep.
All the
Because they jobs. Have females in prison.
Yeah, sure. I'm talking about inside prison and outside prison.
Oh, okay, yeah.
All the blowjobs. Just mouth is a mouth. All across the board. Yeah, all across the board.
and the in-between gender non-specific blowjobs as well.
Yeah. That's in the dark.
But yeah, Keanu, starring Key and Peele.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
This movie was really funny. Keegan-Michael Key doing his thing.
Yeah.
Method Man was there. Keanu Reeves provided the voice of Keanu the Kitty.
No. The cat talked.
In a drug-induced dream sequence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's fucking awesome.
One of the funniest things was like fucking Jordan Peele told Keegan-Michael Key that his voice sounded like Richard Pryor doing a white man voice. Really, really funny.
Oh man, I want to see that movie.
It's really good. I definitely recommend it. It gets the T-Bird seal of approval.
I don't know. Monday's been my day to go see movies, or at least it has the last 2 weeks. I went and saw Jungle Book and then Civil War last week.
How was Jungle Boogie?
Jungle Boogie was fucking dope, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That movie was really fucking good. They even sang a couple of the songs, which I was not expecting to happen, like, at all, just because with the way Disney is sometimes with, like, making the live-action versions of the cartoon movies, they try to make it all, like, gritty and shit, which there was some grittiness. But there was also, like, levity and fucking, like, Christopher Walken saying, I want to be like you as King Louie in this fucking movie. And King Louie's, like, the size of King Kong. It was fucking awesome. Yeah. It was worth every bit of money.
I mean, the Jungle Book the original animated Jungle Book as a movie wasn't really that memorable except for those two fucking songs. Like,
you know, I mean, for some people, I really do. Like, that's, like, one of my favorite Disney movies. Always has been.
Your word? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I remember watching it a lot during the, I guess it was 94 video re-release. Mm-hmm. When that shit came out the vault, my cousins had.
That's the one. I think that's the one I had, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We just watch that shit all the time. It's like, I mean, it's okay. It makes me want to watch Tailspin.
Yeah, you totally. Yes, it makes me want a live action Tailspin. Now that we've seen this.
Yeah.
Oh, you're so fucking right. I didn't even think about that.
Just get Bill Murray to reprise her role as Baloo.
Have fucking Idris Elba as Shere Khan in that fucking dope ass suit.
Yeah.
Because he fucking killed it in that movie, dude. He was so fucking good.
Who would play Rebecca? We get Zooey Deschanel as Rebecca.
Zooey Deschanel, yeah. Why not? Why not? Yeah. Her. Oh, no. Amy Poehler. Okay. Amy Poehler would be really good as Rebecca.
Okay, Amy Poehler as Rebecca.
Yes, she would be really good as Rebecca.
Who would be that pirate guy? What's his name?
Oh, Don Carnage?
Don Carnage.
Yeah. Oh, man. My first instinct, first name that came up was Sacha Baron Cohen.
Okay, Sacha Baron Cohen as Don Carnage. Yeah. We need a little kid to play Cloud Kicker.
I don't know. Some unknown kid. I don't know any kid actors.
Yeah.
Kid actors, really.
We'll go back in time and get we'll get Macaulay Culkin to be a kid.
He did everything back then. Might as well.
Yeah.
Pluck him out of fucking the time stream. I was saying
Corey Matthews, but whatever.
Oh. I don't know if he's got the fucking. I don't know if he's got the spunk though. That's because he was like.
Yeah, we'll get Sean then.
Yeah, Sean. Yeah, you're right.
We'll get our time machine. We'll go get Sean. Bring him to the present.
Mr. Matthews. Mr. Hunter. Yes.
There we go, Disney. We just gave you an awesome fucking movie. You already own fucking Ben Savage's life because he did one Disney thing in his life, and now you own him forever. So you can make him.
Flight of the Navigator, right?
Yeah, I mean, once you do something from Disney, they own you forever because fucking Boy Meets World is fucking ABC. That's Disney. Girl Meets World is on fucking Disney. They own your life.
Yeah.
Kurt Russell still can't get away.
He did Sky High, and
that movie was the fucking shit.
Well, he got away because he did Hateful Eight. So, like that was him getting away. He was like, okay, if I'm going to get away, I'm going to get away hard from this.
I mean, he did Escape from New York. So
he did do Escape from New York and L.A. and fucking Death Proof, and I liked Sky High.
Dude, I was just saying that movie's fucking dope, especially because they have covers of 80s songs, which is random as fuck. Uh-huh. Like that whole soundtrack was 80s, usually done by like modern bands, and they did a Smiths cover of like a very, very obscure Smiths song, which is fucking awesome.
I'm gonna have to go back and watch that. I don't really remember.
Well, like much him of the and sound. Fucking Gwen Grace are fucking on the roof, and fucking there's a cover of "Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want" playing. I'm like, oh shit, is that the Smiths? This dude's about to get his dick wet to the Smiths.
This dude's about to get his dick wet to the Smiths. Hell yeah!
But good stuff. Fuck yeah, Sky High. Motherfucking War and Peace.
War and Peace. Yeah. Fucking Farva is a bus driver.
Who fucking Farva?
Like, Farva from Super Troopers.
I saw that movie like once for like 5 minutes.
Oh,
you gotta forgive me. I'm not a broken lizard guy. I was too busy watching Kung Pao Enter the Fist at that time.
Couldn't be bothered with anything else.
Exactly. I watched that movie every day.
I haven't watched that movie in a long time.
I'm still waiting on Tongue of Fury. Just saying.
Oh, Kung Fury?
Tongue of Fury.
Oh, Tongue of Fury. Oh, right. Yeah. The
sequel.
Have you seen that Kung Fury movie, though?
No.
Oh, dog. It's like a real short movie. It's on Netflix. It's maybe about 45 minutes or so. And they've showed it on El Rey. You can watch it on YouTube, too, because it was on YouTube first.
Okay.
It's this fucking, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like supposed to be like an 80s cop movie with like the ultimate badass 80s cop that's like ramping his fucking car into shit. It just, I mean, over the top.
And Hitler's in it?
Hitler's in it. His partner's a Triceratops named Triceracop. Fucking, he travels back in time or something and gets like barbarian chicks and like, and Thor, that's like a giant person. It's Thor or Odin. And there's like a giant, oh my God, dude. It's,
well, I know what I'm doing tonight.
So. Oh, dude, it's the most insane thing you'll fucking watch, man. You'll love it. You'll absolutely love it.
Good shit. I also watched this movie called Civil War.
Oh, that little indie movie?
Yeah.
That little independent movie?
Yeah, this movie called Civil War. That had
seems to be doing all right. It seems to be doing okay.
It's cool. Yeah. I haven't watched too many of these movies, to be honest. I saw the first Avengers. I saw the first Captain America. I tried several times to watch the second one, but every time I'd fall asleep.
Yeah.
And I've watched bits and pieces of it at work. I watched bits and pieces of the second Avengers at work. Could never follow it.
Age of Ultron didn't. Like, there was cool stuff in it that they did, but something about it just kind of fell apart for me. So, like, it's
because it was a Tony Stark,
I don't hate it,
story.
Bullshit, because Robert Downey Jr. fucking kills. I love that dude. That dude's a really good actor.
That character just doesn't do anything for me.
That's crazy.
He's done nothing for me.
But Spider-Man, though.
Yeah, Spider-Man is awesome.
Oh, dude. Like, they just got him so fucking perfect in that movie. Yeah. I was so happy. So happy about that. And Marissa Tomei is Aunt May.
So weird, because she looks like she's fucking 23.
She still looks really good.
She looks better than she did in the 80s.
She looks like she did My Cousin Vinny yesterday.
Right?
Let me see how old
Marissa Tomei is. She has to be like 57.
Same thing, like her and the wrestler was fucking great.
She's 51. I put too many years on her, but she's years younger than my mom. She's 51.
She's 51?
Yes, dude. Fucking
God.
Fucking...
Damn.
What is she, Italian? Italian don't crack now, I guess?
Whatever she's doing, it's fucking working.
Yeah, I mean...
Eat that shit up, girl.
Like, this bitch doesn't age.
Yeah.
She must like have that Benjamin Button, Andy Milonakis shit going on. Where she drink just fucking stays 20 forever.
Drink whatever elixir Crispin Glover fucking drank.
Like, that I got more miles than fucking Marissa Tomei.
Yeah, right? What the fuck are we doing wrong?
I have no idea. She must rub on that Oscar all the time or something.
It's probably it's like a totem. It's got some like kind of magical power. Where like she stays the same age, but like somebody else somewhere is just like shriveling up to nothing.
What if she's a fucking succubus this whole fucking time? Yeah,
like fucking like Renee Zellweger or something. She does not look well.
Sorry, Renee Zellweger. We need
Marissa Tomei
to look fine.
Oh, so fine. And to be Peter Parker's aunt.
Yeah.
We need this now. So glad that...
Not the choice I would have made for Aunt May. I'm just saying.
I think it's like, because you and me were at that age where it's like, we have this vision of Aunt May in our heads. It's like, kind of like an older woman, you know?
Yeah. It's like, not so much like Peter Parker's mama's sister, but Peter Parker's mom's aunt is what I think, or his dad's aunt.
Great aunt or something.
Yeah, great aunt. Not
but they just call Aunt May.
Of course, because I call my Aunt May Aunt May, so and she's my mom's aunt.
Yeah, you have like a great grandma or great aunt. You don't call them, oh, hi, great grandma. Hi, great aunt. You know, you just call that grandma, hey, Aunt Becky or whatever the hell. You know.
Becky.
Aunt Becky.
Shout out to Aunt Becky.
Shout out to Aunt Becky. Another one. Still looks good.
Yeah.
Still looking good. Still would hit it.
No rubber.
Ooh. Everyone in that. Every fucking woman in that house. Even Hitler. The children.
They're
I want to be. I want to be crystal clear about that. Oh shit! But. Yeah, overall, I enjoyed Civil War. They changed a couple things, but I think it was okay. Like, I never expected them. They were going to, like, show Captain America dying or anything like that, like in the comics where he gets assassinated.
So let's see. Let's run through this shit. Now, again, my biggest complaint with these fucking Marvel movies, the heels.
Yeah.
The heels are garbage. Like, the main villain who's fucking everything up is this no-name dude with, like, no backstory.
It's until you get to the very end, but it's Baron Zemo, which is, like, a pretty prominent Captain America villain.
Mm-hmm.
So I was, like, the whole movie I was waiting for him to, like, put on the hood or something so that he would fucking, like, be Baron Zemo, and he was just, like, this fucking whiny bitch from Sokovia that his fucking wife got killed in the whole massacre with Ultron and shit in Avengers 2. Which isn't a terrible backstory, but, I mean, if they would have changed him into, the, like, actual Baron Zemo, would have been great, you know?
But he was, like, literally just a guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he was kind of badass, but...
That's really one thing, though. I thought he was pretty cunning with a lot of the things he did, but...
Yeah, as far as, like, the espionage
turning everybody against each other and shit like that. Yeah. Like he was good in that way, but, you know...
As far as the foil goes, like...
Yeah. The thing with Marvel movies is that, like, I really do. I love all the Marvel movies. I really do. And, like, I mean, even, like...
I think it's a problem with Marvel in general, as far as, like, building villains.
Because they do great with the fucking, like, the good guys, the main fucking protagonists and shit.
But sometimes, I think the hero is only as strong as what he has to overcome.
Yeah.
I mean, eternal struggles are important, but there also has to be that big bad that you have to beat. And I feel like Marvel usually rests on this thing where it's like, we're going to have our heroes fight each other, and that's going to be our big event of the year. Like, we'll have Avengers versus X-Men, or we'll have Civil War. Now they're doing Civil War 2.
Oh, yeah, in the comics, I saw that. That's stupid. Yeah. I don't even know what it's about.
I don't know what it's about either. I haven't been following comics that well.
Yeah, I haven't either. Because I'm like, Civil War was like... an event. It was
a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing.
Yeah, it was like they were trying to fucking register all the fucking superhumans. Half of them didn't want to. The other half did want them to. And they fucking fought about it. And ultimately, the government side won because Cap gave up because he's like, what the fuck are we doing? This is insane. We've got to stop this. This is fucking dumb. I'm done. And he, like, throws his shield down and gives himself up. And then pretty much after that, it was like, they had, like, people were registering and shit like that. Some of them didn't. I don't know. But to do it again, I don't know what the conflict for a second one would be that would make the heroes fucking get that mad at each other that they'd fucking split again as if it fucking never happened before.
Right.
And when it did, I love one of the time in Civil War, in the first one, at one point, like, before Cap gave up, and this was, like, issue 3, and it was a 6 or 8 parts or something like that, but the Thing, halfway through, like, there's this huge fucking battle in the middle of this fucking war zone. He fucking stopped and pretty much did the same thing Cap did and was just like, I'm not doing this. I don't care about your side. I don't care about your side. Fuck this. I'm out of here. And he fucking took off. He, like, fuck it. He went off into the country or went into space or just left. Just was like, I'm not fighting my friends. I've got friends on both sides. This is fucking dumb. You're all dumb. I'm out of here.
Let me see. So this is Captain Marvel versus Iron Man this time around.
Oh, fucking Carol Danvers.
I don't know if it's that Captain Marvel, because this one doesn't have tits.
Oh, is this the new...
I guess it is Carol Danvers. I guess she's a lesbian? I don't know. Because I clicked on Captain Marvel. The picture on this promo doesn't look like... I don't see any boobies. And yeah, unless she's a lesbian now.
Hold on.
It has, like, a little dyke cut. See, Captain America. No, I guess it's Captain America. Looks like Falcon's Captain America. Is he Captain America now?
Yeah, Falcon's okay. Captain America now.
Because Steve Rogers has his own Avengers with Deadpool and Spider-Man and shit, right?
Yeah, and I think, unless they changed it since the last time I looked, but Cap actually aged to his actual age.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's like an old man, and that's how you get to Sam Wilson, Captain America.
Okay, yeah. So I can't see who's be. It looks like Star-Lord. Looks like Star-Lord, Iron Man, and Captain America. And on the other side, there's Captain Marvel, She-Hulk, and Spider-Man. And it looks like it could be Human Torch in the middle, but I have no fucking idea. It just looks like something on fire.
I like how Deadpool's on Iron Man's side. Yeah. That's weird. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah,
I have no idea what they're fighting over.
He's hanging upside down right above Black Widow and Falcon doing like fucking string art. Like, but yeah, no, that's Captain Marvel. I didn't know she had that haircut now. I don't know if she is a lesbian or not, but
maybe it's better for battle just to not be.
Yeah.
Okay, so Captain America, Thor, Lady Thor, Black Panther, Star-Lord, Luke Cage, Hercules, Miss America, Daredevil, Black Widow, Hulk. I don't know who this Hulk is. Amadeus Cho. They got a Chinese Hulk?
What? That's weird. And who the hell is Miss America?
I don't know.
That's a new one by me.
Okay. Captain Marvel's team is Steve Rogers, War Machine, Spider-Man, Vision, Medusa, Blue Marvel, Winter Soldier, Spectrum, She-Hulk, Hawkeye, and Ant-Man.
A lot of this sounds like it might have to do with space. Like, maybe they're trying to get aliens. Right,
let's see the plot. This is a lot of words I can't pronounce. At the Trexalon, Medusa and Crystal introduce a new Inhuman named Ulysses to Captain Marvel, War Machine, and Black Panther. There, Ulysses has a premonition that the villain Thanos is coming. The heroes take down Thanos by surprise when he arrives at his destination, but She-Hulk and War Machine are severely injured in the fight. And that's all it has. Like, I don't understand why they're fighting.
I think that's okay. Because this Inhuman has the premonitions and they're like fighting over like, is it right to fucking to use future knowledge or something? I don't know. To incarcerate people that haven't actually done the thing that they've been.
Yeah, that sounds like something you could have a discussion about without punching each other in the face.
Yeah, it seems like we're doing it right now. But I was thinking it also might have to do with like aliens or something, since like Star-Lord's involved and fucking Medusa from the Inhumans. But yeah.
Let's try to do some comic books by rehashing something we did
years
ago.
I probably won't be getting that at all.
But yeah, so Civil War. So fucking Captain America and his crew, they're whooping ass in Africa. And Black Widow, was it not Black Widow, Scarlet Witch, who's not an X-Men.
These ones are not X, they're Inhumans, I think. And Quicksilver too, but Quicksilver inexplicably and pretty much for no reason died in Avengers 2.
How did he die?
He died. This was his debut fucking movie. They debuted Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch, and he fucking dies in this movie because, was it a fucking bomb went off or something and crushed him? Like some piece of rubble came down and crushed him because he was like, he pushed Hawkeye out of the way of like this giant block, and like he pushed him and he got crushed. He for some reason, couldn't move fast enough to get out of the way of that himself, but that's why it was kind of stupid.
So the fastest dude on the team gets crushed by something falling?
I think that's what it was. I haven't watched it for a while. Yeah. Yeah. About as dumb as giving Hawkeye a secret family, but, you know, whatever.
Fuck Hawkeye. Hawkeye is so pointless. Like, he's like the bland Green Arrow. Like, he's Green Arrow without being sexy.
I always liked Hawkeye in the comics, but this is one of my, like,
he doesn't have his mask.
Yeah, exactly.
They don't call him Hawkeye ever.
Mm-hmm.
Have they ever called him Hawkeye? I remember they said the hawk's in his nest once.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that was it. But what I'm saying is that was like, that's always been kind of one of my gripes. It's like, they're always talking about, oh, we got to make this like, be kind of like real and everything. It's like, no, I don't want real. That's not why I read comics.
Exactly.
Put the motherfucker in a, like,
if everybody you else make the have suit, a crazy costume.
Yeah, if you want to make the suit like black, like you done, and do something, you know, sleek with it, that's cool. Go ahead and do it. In the Ultimate Comics, fucking Hawkeye has like kind of a mask. He's got like a gambit kind of thing going that like kind of goes over the top of his head, but his hair's out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got the glasses that he wears. In the movie, it's sunglasses, which I always thought was just fucking retarded. But the mask has like fucking like goggles like to aim and shit, you know.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand, like, why they couldn't just put him in that and why they feel the need to do this. It's like, you know, we would absolutely love it if we saw these guys, like, in the shit they're supposed to be, right? Like, why would you think we wouldn't want to see this? They just fucking do it. And I feel like now that they're doing Doctor Strange, it's going to kind of, like, I feel like once you do Doctor Strange, it's going to, like, open up a whole thing where they're just going to, like, fuck it. Let's, like, fucking have some fun with this. Like, kind of like The Flash. Like, they fucking have all the goofy, like, the fucking craziest villains you never thought you'd see, and they're fucking the King Shark and Gorilla Grodd and shit. They fucking go for it. That's what I'm saying.
We should talk about Flash after we discuss this movie. But Black Widow fucks shit up, and that causes everybody to go, like, oh, we should, like, put you niggas in check. And
General Ross, yeah.
And like, hey, you guys should sign this shit because we're taking over your fucking operation. Iron Man, yeah. Like, yeah, because that black lady complained to me at that fucking school.
Which is a thing from the book,
mm-hmm.
that he goes and he like does a press conference or something after the big disaster in Stamford, Connecticut, that mutant Nitro blew himself up across the street from an elementary school and like blew up like fucking several, just a huge crater in the middle of Stamford, Connecticut.
Including WWE headquarters.
I always think of that too. But yeah, he's giving this speech, and then afterwards, like, a fucking lady runs up to him and shoves a picture of her kid that died right in his face. And is like, this is what you caused, you son of a bitch, blah, 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 you know? So, but this one, they did it kind of weird. I don't know.
So, yeah. But yeah, so black lady complains to Iron Man. He's all pissed off and shit. He's butthurt because some lady called him on his shit. He's like, yep, so we're going to sign this shit. And Captain America's like, no, clearly they send us all some bullshit, or we have to be somewhere and they don't think it's right that we have to go there. We fucking need to do our shit the way we've been doing our shit because we get shit done.
Yeah.
And Iron Man's a little pussy. And so he's like, oh, well, I hate you. And then, and then like fucking this African is giving a speech, and then like this thing blows up. I'm like, oh, that was Bucky that did that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So they go find Bucky.
Yeah.
And I'm doing this all from memory. So they go find Bucky, and Bucky's like, I don't kill people no more. I saw you at a museum once, Steve. That's how I know your name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, how does Bucky's brain work? Because I'm not.
Well, because he's brainwashed. Right. So, like, it's been, like, decades and decades of him just, like, having trigger words put in his head and fucking, like, sent out on missions and shit like that. So it's, like, he barely has, like, any part of just, like, flashes of stuff from, like, his actual life with Steve and everything, like, going into World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, it can be triggered, you know, like his memory can be jogged by, you know, something Steve would say, or like at the end of Winter Soldier when he goes to the museum and reads everything that happened after he died. So he's like basically just kind of trying to like relearn everything. So, but then it's like Zemo stole that book with all the fucking like trigger words in it. to get him to do shit. Like, if he said those words, like, it would, you know, trigger something in the brainwashing that would just make him fucking kill. Kind of like X-23 with the trigger scent when she had that.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. So, yeah, they, see from there. And they, oh, fucking Black Panther.
Yeah, Black Panther stands tall.
Fucking Panther. I can't fucking wait for his movie, dude. I'm excited.
Yeah, Black Panther's pissed off as his daddy died, so he's trying to fuck up motherfucking what's his dick? Bucky.
What's his dick? that dude with the dick, you know. But oh god, I can't wait! I can't wait to see Black Panther solo movie. I cannot wait to see Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, so that's where I know that guy from. He was James Brown in the James Brown movie.
Oh, okay.
James Brown is Black Panther.
Wasn't he Jackie Robinson?
He was also Jackie Robinson.
I haven't seen that movie, but they had the premiere here.
Cause I didn't think it was any good. I mean, I don't think it was bad. I just didn't care.
They had the premiere for it here because we had the Negro League Baseball Museum.
Right.
So yeah, it was pretty cool because they did because they showed the movie and had like a whole red carpet thing at AMC.
Was Dan Aykroyd like, there?
Yeah, like Hay was there. Fucking Harrison Ford was there. Like everybody that was in that movie was there. Chadwick Boseman probably that's like one of the fucking hardest names next to Benedict Cumberbatch.
That's like not a nigga name though, like
Chadwick.
Yeah, like you would know no nigga named Chadwick down the way.
Yeah, probably like maybe his name was Sebos or something. Oh, Sebos? Yeah, I don't know Sebos.
That nigga's name was Cricket growing up.
So, well, I heard like one of the rumors they were, that I saw online at one point that got shot down eventually was that they were looking at Michael Keaton to play the Vulture. Mm-hmm. In that new Spider-Man movie in Homecoming. I'm like, oh my god, I wish this would happen. And then like the next week it's like Michael Keaton's like, no, I'm not doing that. It's like, no, fuck you, dude. you played in Birdman. You played Birdman in the movie Birdman. Now you'd be an actual bird actually flying around instead of some kind of weird metaphor.
This picture of fucking Peter Parker on his Wikipedia page. He's like fucking 12 in this fucking picture.
Oh, the new Spider-Man?
Yeah, I guess he's like that's 13. Why I, this is like 6 years ago.
That's why I like that they went and they casted like a fucking young kid. Instead of someone in their 20s playing like they're young kids. Playing like they're in high school.
Fucking Tobey Maguire. He was like 50.
And Tobey Maguire, like 50. Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone are like both of their fucking like late 20s have to be.
How old is Andrew Garfield?
I don't know.
Let's see. I'm looking this up. He's 32.
So he was like late 20s when he was in Amazing Spider-Man.
Right. I'm sure Tobey Maguire is way older.
Oh, yeah.
Let's ask Wikipedia. Wikipedia, how old is Tobey Maguire? And it's a slave name, so. Tobey Maguire is now 40. So, Spider-Man 1 came out in like 2002. So that would have been 14 years ago. So he would have been 22. Nah, he would have been older than that. Yeah, he would have been, let's see, what's 4 minus 40? 36, and then 10. Yeah, he would have been 26.
Yeah.
So old as
fuck. He was in high school. Straight up.
High school. Yeah, that's like me walking into high school saying, yep, I go here. Yeah,
I go here. Hello. Hello, fellow teenagers. Oh,
I like
God.
The dubsteps.
Not like the dubstep. We listen to music to trick the parents into letting the kids bop with us. Oh, shit. Did you hear him make a fucking Andre the Giant movie?
Yeah, I heard about that. His daughter's trying to get that made.
Yeah, yeah. They just announced it this week. I have no... The only person, and it's weird, and I don't even know if it would work for screen, but on Saturday Night Live once Jason Segel hosted, and he did like a fucking dead-on Andre voice, and they fucking like dressed him up like Fezzik or Fezziwig, whatever, from Princess Bride.
Mm-hmm.
He had like that shirt and everything, and he was... It was just like this real quick sketch. It was like Andre the Giant ordering ice cream or something. And it was the fucking most ridiculous thing, but it was so funny because they did all these camera tricks to make him look like super fucking huge. And when they handed him like, they handed him an ice cream cone, they showed it to it. They showed it like it was a regular cone. And then when he took it, it was like a tiny baby cone. But it was so fucking fun. I've never been able to find a video of it on YouTube, but it was really funny. But that's the only person I could think of, because that's the only person I've seen do any kind of impression of him or anything.
Let's see.
They get
Jason Segel, Andre the Giant, SNL. It might be on Hulu somewhere.
Maybe.
It's on NBC.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second. Let's get the microphone. There we go.
How's it going?
And now, Andre the Giant chooses an ice cream flavor.
Hey, come on.
Did it fuck up?
Yeah, it fucked up. But yeah, so Andre the Giant likes ice cream.
Yeah, NBC is notoriously... NBC.com is notoriously bad for doing that all the time.
Oh, but, well. Yeah, the sketch does exist.
Yes. speaking of wrestling, might as well talk about some, I suppose, on this wrestling podcast.
Yeah. We'll come back to Civil War.
I mean, if you want to keep going, Civil War, I don't know how much more there is to...
I liked Ant-Man. Pretty much. I didn't watch his movie, but I like Paul Rudd.
Yeah, check out that movie. I think you'd like it. I would say, you know what? I would say, actually, Yellowjack is probably a pretty good villain.
Okay.
As far as Marvel movies go, I thought he was just fucking, like, crazed and did a lot of fucked up shit. So.
Time out.
Yeah. Now, Andre the Giant chooses an ice cream flavor.
Hello, baby. What do you want? Mint chocolate chip? No, it's too minty. Nice chance. Who names this? I would call it the fudge. Plus vanilla and with some peanuts in it. I don't know. I'll leave that to the professional. So many flavors. I wish I could eat all of you. One scoop of vanilla.
This has been Andre the Giant chooses an ice cream flavor.
Like, it's just, that's like, when I heard that, that's the only thing I could think of with that sketch.
God damn it. Keep talking.
So I don't know, you know, if they pull it off in real life, but I was just, I don't know, I can't think of anybody just off the top of my dome that
off the dome piece.
Yeah, off the dome piece. I would say, like, they could do it like they did all the Lord of the Rings movies to make fucking Ian McKellen as Gandalf seem, like, fucking massive and, like, all the Hobbits seem really small. I was thinking, like, in like wide shots or something when they show him wrestling, it could be Big Show, like in like wide shots or something, and then like close ups would be somebody else.
It is his son, so.
Yeah, it's his son. I remember believing that for the longest time.
I mean, they said it on TV. They can't lie on television.
They can't. I mean, come on.
Like they would lie in wrestling. Now, Jim, did you go to Rockfest this year?
No, but I fucking it took me almost a fucking hour to get home after fucking work because that's when Rockfest decided to end at the exact same fucking time.
I'm looking at this lineup because I pulled this up the other day and it's just on my computer. This is a garbage lineup, dude. By the way. Like, dude. I know half of these bands and like the other half I don't know, and the ones I do know are garbage.
Gorge.
Like Drowning Pool, they haven't been good since that one guy died. Mm-hmm. Like after their one good album.
I honestly didn't even know they still did shit, you know? Disturbed, I think, was there.
Disturbed in 2016.
Is fucking awful still.
Yeah. Seether, like, ugh.
Gross.
There's a band called Ghost, and it looks like they're all devils.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's like the only one that could even be considered metal, really. And I don't even listen to much. I don't even really listen to Ghost, but I know like that's probably like the closest thing to actual metal you're gonna fucking get at this rock fest. That's me jerking off.
6 a.m. with like some douchebags in it.
Like, douchebags in a band at Rock Fest? You must be joking.
These dudes look super douchey.
Was Five Finger Death Punch there?
They were not. Aren't they there like every year though?
It seems like it.
It always seems like it's the same fucking bands. Hell yeah. It's always the same fucking people. Like they really need to get some new music.
Was Rob Zombie there this year?
Rob Zombie was not there.
Okay, because he was there. That was the thing everybody was like, big complaint I heard last year was that Rob Zombie was there, but Rob Zombie phoned it the fuck in. Yeah. Like really bad, and I guess a lot of the songs he did were fucking cover songs.
Mm.
And like them, and then fucking Tech N9ne played there last year.
Well, it is Tech N9ne.
It is Tech N9ne, you know, and it is. You go, this is Kansas City.
He has that Gates barbecue song, so.
Yeah.
So let's talk about some wrestling.
Let's talk about some of that damn wrestling.
So the Flash this week.
Yeah, Flash.
Fuck wrestling. The Flash. And it goes Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith's directorial debut of The Flash.
Yes.
Was like all the fucking feels.
Barry Allen trapped in the Speed Force doing his thing. Did you cry?
This better be the last time they show him with his fucking dead mom, because I can't fucking handle it anymore. This better be the last fucking time I see that shit.
Yeah, I think they're gonna keep pulling that heartstring.
They send me on a fucking emotional roller coaster that I do not want to fucking go on.
It's like that. Just that's
every time. Let's see. What all happened? Fucking Girder came back from the dead because of the pulse of the second the fuck am I trying to say here? Particle accelerator. Thank you.
Dude, when that particle accelerator exploded and the fucking waves hit fucking Wally.
Yeah, Wally and Jesse.
I squealed like a little girl because I was so excited.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see fucking Wally West in a costume running super fast.
Yeah.
That's all I want in my life right now.
I wonder if he's going to have like that silver and red costume they got him in right now.
I think it'll be dope if he just like fucking took one of Dawn's costumes and just ran in that shit. Just because I like, love laying around. I was like, fuck, dude.
I would like that too because
it's the right color.
Yeah, because the silver suit looks weird in the comics. I don't know. There's just looks odd. It looks like T-1000 or something. I'm not a fan of it. So I hope that's the case. And I hope like Jesse Quick gets like the fucking the big yellow goggles and shit.
Let's see. Okay, I'm looking at the silver suit now.
Yeah.
That's pretty wacky.
Yeah, it's not a great suit. Still, my least favorite suit is the fucking Red Robin suit. I hate
the current Red Robin suit.
I hate that goddamn costume. I hate that cape more than anything.
I don't think anything is worse than the Bat Bunny. So.
Oh. Is there a Bat Bunny? What?
You didn't see the fucking Jim Gordon Iron Man Batman costume?
Oh yeah, you're right. The giant fuck bunny. That thing. Yeah, that's stupid. And Superman wearing a t-shirt and jeans. Come the fuck on. Get a goddamn costume, you freak.
Pop that shirt off, Supes.
Pop that shirt. Hey, you want me to pop it off?
Yeah, fucking Wally West. Doing his fucking thing, getting hit with that fucking particle accelerator. I want that shit to happen.
I
need this nigga to run fast as soon as possible.
Yeah.
I dig fucking Wally West. I really dig that kid.
They did really good with him on the show. I like him a lot too. Let's see. I'm trying to think. Well, yeah. So like Girder came back and he was like a zombie. And Barry was stuck in the Speed Force.
When Jason Mewes shows up.
Mewes totally fucking showed up. Driving his mom's Hummer. I love that.
Big belly burger.
Yeah. I love that. There was a small part of me that kind of wanted it to be Jay and Silent Bob outside of that, but I knew it couldn't. It couldn't happen and it wouldn't make sense, but there is a small part of me that's just like, God, it could be Jay and Silent Bob standing outside a Big Billy Burger and like Flash runs by or something. Or that thing with Girder happens.
Yeah.
His mom's like, Fuck all that shit. Come on, Silent Bob.
Snooch to the nooch.
They actually wind up helping him fucking catch Girder and trip on a banana peel or something and knock him out somehow. But, did you hear Supergirl is renewed for a second season on the CW?
I did hear that. They're going to fucking merge the universes or some shit. Barry's going to fuck some shit up and the universe become one.
This is looking better because if they don't, like, it already was just, like, weird that they had to have it be a separate universe anyway, because they said in that Supergirl episode, there's a Central City and there's a Star City, but there's no Oliver Queen or Laurel Lance or Barry Allen or Cisco Ramon. Those people just don't exist in that world, but the cities do. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, that's stupid. Like, everything's the same except those characters don't exist in that universe. I don't know. So I'm hoping some kind of convergence thing happens that, yeah, the Flash fucks something up or something between, like, him and Zoom are, like, running so fast that it creates some kind of, like, magnetic polarity and it just fucking collides the universes. So.
But yeah, but it just that means, fucking Flash, man. They're doing their shit. Yeah. And Arrow's killing it, too.
Arrow's doing good, too.
Don't let my nigga Oliver Queen fall by the wayside, because this nigga's doing his fucking shit. Arrow has been on it.
Yeah.
I just want Constantine to come back.
I know.
And it's kind of fucked up, because, like, in the first two seasons, like, the island shit was, like, the best shit. Now I'm over it. It's like, I don't need to see any more Barry on the island, because it's like, there's nothing going on that fucking island anymore.
Yeah, it's like, look, we know Oliver was on an island. We know he got back. Let's just fucking stay in the city.
Yeah.
We shit. Like, we're all caught up. We don't need to have flashbacks all the way up until the point where he sees the boat and fucking sends the signal and gets rescued.
I mean, because, like, that he was on the island for 5 years, or away for 5 years, because 1 year he wasn't on the island. So I guess we get another year of what the fuck Barry was up to when he wasn't around. Which is like, it's pointless. Like, we get Barry. We saw some shit. Not Barry, fucking Ollie. We saw some shit while you were gone, so you know a thing or two about how fucked up shit works.
Yeah.
But...
But I think
they fucking blew up a fucking city. Like, they nuked the city.
Yeah. What? Oh, fuck. What was that on? Which episode?
On Arrow. That was this week. Fucking Felicity and her dad hacking shit, trying to keep these nukes from
going. Oh, I didn't see this week. Oh, shit.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, no. That's okay, because I didn't even realize. Because I just got caught up with, like, the two episodes that I missed. Mm-hmm. And then I completely forgot to watch that episode from Wednesday. Oh, shit.
Yeah, so fucking Damien Dark's trying to bring Genesis on, which is the end of the world, and everybody's living in his fucking terrarium. With fucking Malcolm Merlin and shit.
And Legends of Tomorrow, Back from Time.
Yeah. And he's fucking, like, got this thing out of fucking Lila's arm that has, like...
I saw that.
It's supposed to stop nukes from going off or some shit. But he's fucking making it so it doesn't, I guess. So all the nukes in the world just started fucking opening up and shooting out in the sky. Or it started to, but like Felicity and her dad were like hacking them so it wouldn't do it. They put on like a loop code to keep it from going, keep the code from, keep locking the code for the nukes. But one got away. So one got up in the air, and they were like, fuck, we can't get this thing out of the sky. What are we going to do? Like, we can fucking hack GPS and move the city that it's targeting. So they technically, like, moved where the city was, like, a few miles. And it hit this tiny little town, and it fucking, boom, mushroom cloud and fucking waves and shit. Killed, like, 10,000 people.
Oh.
So, shit. Fucking small town is gone.
Yeah.
Niggas didn't see it coming. So
that's like fucking Starkiller based shit. God damn.
Small town with a little church and shit, fucking Hill Valley, fucking Back to the Future 2 shit.
Yeah. Fuck, dude. I'm gonna have to go back and watch that.
Yeah.
I never fucking forget Flash. I always watch Flash. For all the shows that I'm backed up on, I watch Flash every single week.
Oh, yeah. I've tried watching Gotham, but I'm so far behind. I watched the Azrael episode. Fucking Baby Bruce Wayne and Jim Gordon running around the city doing shit together and shit. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Okay. I get back with Gotham. That sounds pretty cool. But yeah, I guess
than fucking Arkham. Like, I don't know how that happened.
Oh, shit. He must have got caught.
I guess he got caught. That nigga's in Arkham. Telling people to go get some shit.
He's cutting people up like Dexter and shit.
Oh, yeah. That nigga is Dexter.
He is.
That tells jokes.
Yeah. So
what wrestling shit did you have to talk about, Jim?
Oh, nothing. I mean,
your wrestling report for the week. What did you watch?
Let's see. I watched Raw.
What do you think about the fake Bullet Club?
The
club versus the family.
The club versus the family. Well, I think, like, they're just calling it the club as a placeholder until Finn Balor comes in and fucking turns on AJ. And they all turn on AJ. And he fucking reclaims his rightful place at the Bullet Club throne. And they're going to change it to Balor Club. I kind of like that. I heard the name Bulletproof being thrown around some. I kind of like that. Yeah. I've heard that name. I actually just
bought a Balor Club shirt and a Nakamura shirt.
Tight.
Yeah.
Like the new King of Strong style is here.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah. They had a BOGO deal, so I bought those two shirts.
Right on. I got my AJ shirt at SmackDown. Because, mainly, not because I don't want an AJ shirt, but I wanted a Kevin Owens shirt. And they don't have, like, they only had two shirts in 2XL. And that was the new Dean Ambrose shirt and the new AJ Styles shirt. Everything else was, like, small to extra large.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's bullshit.
Like, I'm sure Kevin Owens wears a bigger shirt than that.
Wait, you got
this. You should have just went up to Kevin and asked for his shirt. Like, hey, man, they don't have my size. I know you probably got the same size as me, so let me get that shit off you.
And I'm sure he wouldn't have told me to fuck off or anything. but I mean, I'm of course enjoying it. I think they need to stop with the six mans because it's been like 2 weeks of fucking six mans.
They did on three shows in a row. They did them on Raw last week. They did it on SmackDown. They did it on Raw this week.
Yeah, and I was there for the one at SmackDown 2 weeks ago, whatever. And
how was that SmackDown? We need to get your report on that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we haven't got that. Yeah, we haven't done that.
Everyone has seen it, or no one has seen it.
Yeah, okay. Everybody's seen it.
Come on.
It's been like 2 weeks, and if you're waiting on fucking watching this SmackDown,
say goodbye to Damian Sandow.
Yeah, I was so pumped because I didn't know he went back to like the genius thing, and then it was like the next day or 2 days later, I fucking see WWE releases Damian Sandow. I was like, what the fuck are you doing?
You got to see Damian Sandow's last match, and I got to see Rey Mysterio's last match. I don't know who wins in that one, but.
Oh yeah, gee, I don't know who. But yeah, it was Damian Sandow versus Titus O'Neil, and Damian Sandow got beat. But anyway, so I missed the New Sizzle. Day because honestly, yeah, Sizzle. Yeah, rest in peace, Sizzle. But I missed the New Day because I was walking around trying to find a fucking 2XL shirt. I was looking at all the fucking merchandise stands. And for part of it, I was also standing in line to get a fucking drink at the concession stand. You know how long those fucking things are. And I kept hearing the New Day talk, but it sounded like it was a fucking video thing because I didn't hear any music play or anything. I didn't hear Big E like, oh, Kansas City! I didn't hear any of that. And I was standing, we're like, the fucking concession stand is right there, you know? I didn't hear any of that. I thought they were like playing a video package from like Monday night or something, or right. They were just showing shit until the show started. And I walked in just as fucking like they were started doing New Day Rocks and fucking the Dudley Boys pyro went off. And I had walked through the curtain just as that fucking went down. And that was the dark match. That was before main event.
Right. Cause Kofi wasn't there because he had a baby, right?
Yeah, Kofi wasn't there, so it was just Big E and Xavier Woods.
Whoa. Big Wool,
and Austin Creed.
Your uncle and your daddy.
The uncle and somehow your daddy. I will sometimes bring that the video, the one with Caitlyn that they did, a Superstar Save Point. I will sometimes bring up that video just to watch that shit with Big E at the very end because it kills me. Like the first time I saw it, I was like, I couldn't breathe. I could not fucking breathe. It was so funny.
Shout out to Big Bull. We know you're listening, bro.
You can always do better on your keep it tight test. That dude is so fucking great. But anyway, so I got to see Big Wool and Xavier Woods go against the Dudley Boys.
I was watching one up, up, down, down recently, and Goldust just pops up. Like, hey, what the fuck are y'all doing?
Saw that. Like, why aren't you playing Frogger? It's just like walking away. Yeah. What were they playing? Probably the UFC or something. Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah.
I have that game.
Is that good? Is that a fun game?
It's okay. If you like UFC. CM Punk's in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He hasn't even had a fucking match yet. What the fuck? He's getting hurt training.
Yeah, he's in it. He looks fucking awesome. His tattoos are on point.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, good for him. I would look forward to playing CM Punk. It's really funny that he never pops up in the fucking menu when they're playing it on that video.
They never go to his weight class.
Oh, yeah. but let's see. What else was with that SmackDown? Let's see. Who did I see? Oh, Zack Ryder. I got to see Zack Ryder. It was Zack Ryder versus Rusev, which I honestly, because I knew like Bullet Club was coming up, like Doc Gallows and everybody, I knew they were coming up. So it was like when Zack Ryder was coming out, I was like, okay, cool. There's Zack Ryder. And then I heard Rusev's music and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go have a smoke real quick before Bullet Club comes back. So I go have a smoke. I'm like, not even fucking partway through this fucking cigarette, and I hear dun 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 dun, dun, dun. Fucking Rusev's music going off already. I'm like, son of
a. Where the fuck do you smoke?
There's a fucking smoking section that they've got, like, barricaded off and shit outside.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. So I was like, shit. So I got done, and I was like, I was gonna go get a refill on my drink, And then just as I was getting ready to, or just as I got the refill, I fucking heard Good Brothers music fucking run or hit. I started fucking running. I got there and walked through the curtain to my seat just as AJ Styles was coming out and his fucking pyro hit.
Nice.
Yeah, it was so, I got to see that shit. I didn't get a picture of it, but it was pretty cool.
Let that shit happen.
You got the highlight reel in the beginning with Jericho and Sami Zayn, and that was pretty cool. The Miz came out and Kevin Owens came out. I think Sami Zayn had a match that night. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was
Kevin. Did he wrestle like Miz or some shit?
I think so, yeah. I think so. And I think Kevin Owens interfered or something. I can't really remember. But so that was cool. It was cool because, like, I've obviously never gotten to see Kevin Owens or Sami Zayn, El Generico, whatever. I haven't got to see a lot of these guys live. So even though it was SmackDown, like, it was still fucking great to be able to watch those guys. I've never gotten to see AJ live, and I've been to two TNA events.
That nigga wasn't at any of those?
Not a fucking one of them. both of them I went to, both of them had no AJ Styles. And I got plenty of fucking Jeff Jarrett. But no, I have gotten to see Jay Lethal. I did get to see Chris Sabin. That was Jay Lethal versus Chris Sabin at like the first TNA event I went to. Samoa Joe. Yeah, I got to see Joe.
I know somebody that ran into Samoa Joe at a farmer's market in Portland this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's awesome. Man, I cannot wait for Shinsuke Nakamura to challenge Samoa Joe.
Yeah, that should be SummerSlam weekend.
Yeah, that should be at SummerSlam. It hasn't happened yet. I just feel like it's going to happen soon because they can't keep putting Shinsuke up against fucking like bottom tier guys. They need to start putting him against like fucking Samoa Joe and Finn Balor. And that's kind of who I thought Finn Balor's like go away match was going to be with.
With Nakamura?
Yeah.
I don't think we all want to see that. Did you hear about this Hawaii show?
Hawaii show. Did this happen already?
No, it didn't happen. It's happening. It's before the Japan tour, but there's a show in Hawaii that may or may not be on the network as Bash at the Beach. And you want to know what matches are being advertised currently?
What's that?
You might want to sit down for this. Charlotte versus Asuka.
Oh.
Kevin Owens versus Brock Lesnar.
Oh my god. Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah. And John Cena versus Nakamura.
No.
That's what they're advertising. Yeah.
That's crazy. Wow. Oh, like, do you think they'll fucking book Cena over on Nakamura? Because we all know.
I mean, it's John Cena, but I don't even care. I want to see that match regardless.
Yeah. That's going to be crazy to see John Cena work with Shinsuke Nakamura. Never thought I'd, like, I haven't been watching New Japan that long, but, like, for as long as I have been, like, Shinsuke Nakamura, I always thought he'd always be a Japan guy. You know, we'd never see anything like this.
Yeah.
You know?
A lot, like, in the history of Japanese wrestling, a lot of times they wouldn't come to America because they're doing so well in Japan. Yeah. And, like, a lot of the Japanese guys that would come are, like, underneath guys that aren't going to get that big break because it's like, there's fucking Hashimoto's on top or, like, fucking Kenta Kobashi's and shit. Like, yeah. You never see Kenta Kobashi or, like, Misawa or fucking... I mean, Inoki wrestled WWF in the 70s and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, in, like, the 90s or, like, when it was really, really hot, and like guys like fucking Chono and Muda and Hashimoto were killing it. Fucking on All Japan side, Yamazawa, Kobashi, Kawada, those niggas. Them niggas weren't leaving that fucking good money, good pay, good schedule, and being superstars in their own country to come to fucking America and slum it working 300 days a year and shit.
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Job out to Disco Inferno. Like.
But that's why you see a lot of the guys, they call them the excursion. Like, when you go, you come to America, you get some experience outside of your own country.
Yeah.
And then you come kinda back like, and you become a big star.
Kind of like the way they talk about with Naito.
Right.
Going to CMLL and joining Ingo Bernables.
Yeah, but his initial excursion was in TNA. Like, him and Yujiro, when they were a tag team called No Limit, they went to TNA and they wrestled like machine guns a bunch of times.
Oh my God, I think I remember them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do remember that.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was those guys.
Yeah. They've changed a lot in the last 10 years. So.
Yeah. Well, I mean, plus, I mean, that's like old fucking TNA. That's that's like before Hogan TNA.
Pre-Hogan, yeah.
Pre-Hogan Bischoff TNA.
Or like when Nakamura went to Mexico for the first time, that's when he learned how to be fucking Nakamura.
Yeah.
Fucking, I'm trying to think who else had big excursion. Like, you know, the WCW ones, like Yuji Nagata came to WCW. Yeah, and like
Masa, my hero, Chono.
He was already a big star by the time he came to WCW, though. He was already a fucking champion and shit. He was that shit to get an NWO shirt.
Yeah, I just like saying Masa, my hero, Chono.
My nigga, Chono. That dude is.
Oh, dude. That dude was awesome. Yeah, Muda and, remember Yuji Nagata used to wear that, like, fucking that weird gold shoulder pad thing?
Mm-hmm.
Was that him that wore that weird-ass thing on WCW?
So, I don't remember.
That was a weird-ass thing that he wore. I just remember. It's like, it almost looked like the Green Ranger shield, but it wasn't quite, because it was like a jacket. I don't know.
You watched Don Taku, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
What did you think of Don Taku?
Don Taku was awesome, and I constantly want to call it Don Taco. I cannot be the only person that's done that. that was that fucking
Ishii. Jim, if you're ever in Japan, don't order taco.
I won't. What is it?
It's octopus.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nope.
If you ever order a taco salad, you'll get like an octopus kind of thing.
Oh, no thanks.
It's a salad made of octopus. It's not delicious.
It doesn't sound delicious at all. But no, that championship match was on fire. God damn. Like, that match was just so fucking good. Ishii and Naito.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought Ishii had him. I really did. I really did.
I was thinking more like Nagata fucking Shibata.
Oh, yes. That one was really good, too.
You know what's fucked up? I was watching the match, and you know how Nagata comes out, and he pulls up his shirt, and he has his face on his shirt?
Yeah.
I got so distracted trying to find how to get that fucking shirt. I missed half the match.
That's what you said. Did you ever find it?
No. And then I went to the rabbit hole trying to find, there's ways that people, like, because I saw this dude at the Ring of Honor show with the fucking jumpsuit that the young boys wear, like the fucking New Japan jumpsuit. One dude had that shit.
That's the Ring awesome. Of Honor,
so, you know, like,
can you not get it on their website?
No, they won't ship to America.
Really?
Yeah, you have to have a Japanese address.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that? Why?
I don't know. That's why they have pro wrestling tees, so people can buy.
Yeah, but even on pro wrestling tees, sometimes you don't get some of the t-shirts that you see on New Japan, like, they don't have on pro wrestling.
Yeah, Nakamura's tees. Japan shirts are way better than
Yeah.
Like the fucking one I have, the King of Strong Style one, on the back, it had him doing the yow on the back and shit. They don't have that shit on the American version. Fucking garbage.
Garbage.
But fucking Kenny Omega and Tanahashi in a ladder match, nigga.
Yes. Welcome to American style. Oh my God, that new Elite T-shirt is really fucking dope as hell.
Like the one that looks like a fucking '80s movie.
Yeah, with the giant skull and fucking the Young Bucks and Kenny on the front of it. Kenny.
Keeney. Princess Keeney.
Young Bucks got injured.
I did hear the Young Bucks got injured.
A day apart from each other. How fucked up is that?
It's pretty fucked up.
It was like Matt got injured, and then the next night Nick got injured.
Let's see. So the match is announced for the next big show are Nagata, Shibata, Keeney versus Tanahashi in a ladder match, and Naito and Okada for the World Heavyweight title.
Ooh.
You see T-Bird holding that heavyweight title, though?
I did, you lucky bastard.
Oh, dude, when I picked up that fucking belt. Now, one, that belt is fucking heavy as shit.
Yeah.
I pick up this belt, and I'm looking at it, I'm like, fuck. Like, I have to take a pause for the motherfucking calls.
Pause for the damn calls.
Oh, dude. I wanted to look at the nameplates and see, like, what names are on there, but it's like,
yeah,
there's a line. Like, Naito had the longest fucking line. Tanahashi had no line, which is crazy. He left. Yes. Yeah. He left because he didn't have a line. I was fucking pissed because I wanted to fucking meet Tanahashi. I did meet him at the end of the show.
That's cool.
I wanted to meet Tanahashi, but fucking holding that IWGP World fucking Championship, just like,
who the hell doesn't want to meet Tanahashi?
So Tanahashi was just standing there by himself playing air guitar and shit.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's just standing there just fucking rocking out and shit.
Somebody fucking look over it. Like, I'm Tanahashi over here.
Yeah.
Fucking Okada
and Naito had the longest lines. Well, I heard Liger had a pretty long line too, but fucking
yeah. But that's Liger.
I mean, well, fucking Gato is right there and shit.
Looking like fucking Chavo Guerrero's poop.
But did you see me with fucking Okada doing that Rainmaker pose?
No, did you send? Hold on, did you send that picture to me?
It might be on my Twitter.
Oh, I'm gonna have to look at that. Hold on a sec. That's fucking great.
If not, I can send that to you right now.
I'm kind of. Was it on your Ninja T-Bird or was it the Rock and Wrestling?
Most likely Rock and Wrestling.
Yeah. Oh shoot. There it is. Yeah, fucking. No, there's Naito. No, it's not on here.
Here, I'm going to send you these right quick. But yeah, fucking, I met that nigga Okada. Met that nigga Tanahashi.
You sent me the Tanahashi picture because you said you fucking, you kayfabed him.
I kayfabed him out of $3.
Yeah.
Because I spent my money on a hot dog and a fucking Gatorade.
He's not Virgil. You don't have to cheat Tanahashi. Just because in that instance he kind of was Virgil, which is shitty. Like, Tanahashi fucking rules.
He also accidentally gave me two pictures instead of one, which is kind of awesome.
That is really awesome.
Yeah. So if you want a fucking picture of Tanahashi,
yeah,
I got you.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. That's fucking, yeah. You got to send me the Okada one twice. That's awesome. That is fantastic.
Yeah, Okada's the fucking man.
That's great, dude. So you got two Kenny Omega shirts, then.
Yeah, I got two Kenny Omega shirts. Shout out to Kenny Omega. You got anything else you want to fucking let the world know, Jim?
Not a whole lot. Come to Krokstrom Club when you're in Kansas City, across the street from the beautiful Uptown Theater.
All those fucking Kilroy shows that I used to go to see, yep. Nigga Jim, and we beat up fucking kids trying to tag Mary in mosh pits.
Yeah, yeah. People trying to hit women. That's when we say no more. Or at least Tyler does, because I didn't even know it happened. I was watching the band, or I was talking to that redheaded chick with the Lita tattoo back in the day, but I didn't know what happened. All of a sudden, it was just like all this fucking scrambling shit. And then, like, Brian told me, he's like, oh, that motherfucker, like, reach over, just like, clock this dude with a fucking elbow. It's like, fuck, I wish I was fucking seen that, but I was too busy making out, I think.
Shout out to that redhead chick with the Lita tattoo.
Shout out to, who got pregnant and had a kid.
Word?
Yeah.
Is it yours?
That's okay. Fuck no.
If the baby doesn't have a beard, it's not Nigga Jams.
Yeah, well, we never did anything, so.
You never took that to Smash Town, Jim?
Nope, never took it to Pound Town.
Couldn't close the deal.
But anyway, Krogstrom Club, next to Uptown Theater, Broadway. Come there, get some good Scandinavian food.
Broadway meatballs. And Knickerbocker.
Yes. so come there, get some fire-ass Scandinavian food, some fucking aquavit, which is like Scandinavian vodka, I think.
Some lutefisk.
Yeah, when we have it, yeah, come get lutefisk. We don't have it all the time. just say lutefisk because of King of the Hill.
Yeah. Myman will cook that shit for you on demand.
And you will eat off of superbly clean dishes by this motherfucker right here.
Yeah, they used to be a band. Now they're a restaurant.
Now they're a restaurant. So fucking crazy now. Even Doug kind of works, kind of, sort of, you could say, works for him because he built the website.
See, everybody in the band is contributing to the fucking restaurant. Yeah. Josh runs the place. Fucking Myman fix the foods. Fucking Doug is the webmaster.
Yeah.
Big Nigga Jim.
Cleaning dishes.
Yeah.
Cleaning plates. Keeping away from people at all costs.
Yeah. So if you get food poisoned from the lutefisk, blame this nigga, because he didn't wash that fork.
Shit between my butt cheeks. No, I really don't do that. Absolutely not.
So you ask for no fucking goddamn powder on your French toast, this nigga Jim will fart on it.
Mm-hmm. I'll fucking fart powdered sugar onto your French toast. Just put powdered sugar in my ass, fart. Like that. Spray fart.
God damn it.
Awesome. So, I think that's pretty much it. Just, we played a little bit of music last week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Fucking Josh actually came over last Monday, and
played some Trap Queen.
Yeah, we actually did. Yeah, like Brian did it regular, and then we like went through it again because the first stanza of the fucking song and the chorus kind of work for what we do. So we just kind of like repeat it twice and just like that. But I did like the second go around. I did all in fucking like metal vocals. Which was pretty fantastic. It was pretty fun. what else we play? Played Secret Agent Man and Curtis Lowe, Ballad Curtis Lowe by Lynyrd Skynyrd. We do a really fucking heavy fucking version of that song. It's great.
Do a cover of the Nakamura song.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
You should Subconscious, the New Japan one. You can just sing Nakamura's name over and over again.
Yeah. Nakamura. Oh, man. But so that was a good time. Maybe always be on the lookout for the what have yous. You know, you never know where we might end up playing, even though we kind of run a restaurant. So,
and shout out to Jesse Jones wherever he may be.
Yes, shout out to Jesse Jones,
who did an amazing job as the Winter Soldier. Good job, Jesse.
Jesse is a Winter Soldier. Jesse as the Winter Soldier and the Flash in Batman v Superman.
Right, we didn't even talk about that. Wasn't that Jesse Jones as the Flash? Fucking Robin convenience stores.
Yes, that was 2008. Wispy mustache Jesse.
Oh. Only no kilt.
Oh, that was like, yeah. Oh, except for the no kilt. Yeah. That was Jesse up and down. That was so funny.
I died. I'm like, fucking Jesse Jones is the Flash. What?
Yes. That was so funny. But no, he's
Jesse, in your breakout role in Batman v Superman.
Yeah. No, he's a manager at the New Minsky's on State Line, I think. Something like that. Or off of Southwest Trafficway, something like that. But yeah, he's Mr. Manager.
Is that in the city?
Yeah, they just built a brand new one.
Shout out to Jesse Jones running at Minsky's. Yeah. Get that prime cut with them full wings.
Totally.
Okay. So, that's our show, ladies and gentlemen. We've run out of time. We've run out of shit to talk about. It was a long one, so I hope you enjoy that on your ride home, Future Tyler.
Get your jam. Get your hand out of your pants. I know what you do.
We don't approve.
That's not cool to be doing that while you're listening to your own voice and Tyler's.
Future Tyler, keep at it, because you're just going to do it anyway.
You're doing super.
My name is Tyler Black. You can follow me on Twitter at Rock Wrestling PC. You can send us an email if you want to be a guest on this motherfucking show. RockWrestlingPodcast@gmail.com. Go to our website, RockWrestlingPodcast.podomatic.com. Fucking subscribe to this motherfucking show on iTunes, on Stitcher, if that app even works, if it doesn't like to sometimes, on Pod Directory, on every other podcast medium. We are available for your listening pleasures.
All over your face.
Neck.
Chest.
Yes, bitch.
In your ears sometimes, too.
That ear pussy.
That ear pussy.
Shout out to the Mighty Myman.
Mighty Myman.
Shout out to fucking JB Rowe holding it down last week for Nigga Jim. Go back and listen to that shit if you didn't. Hear our awesome review of Ring of Honor.
Hey, man, hopefully I can join you on the podcast too.
One day. Hopefully we get some other awesome guests sometime so we can have some shit to talk about so we're not rambling for 2 hours. But okay. Thank you guys for listening. My name is Tyler Black for Nigga Jim. This has been another episode of The Rock.
And my goddamn wrestling motherfucker podcast.